The mayhem continues, and there's
probably one of the greatest opportunities of your life, in my opinion.
It is my profound pleasure to introduce
Satire,
one of the sickest
sound engineers
to have a regular habit of
mixing it up live.
Prepare yourself.
I began to question the funny feeling in my bum hole.
A strange growl came from behind him.
What the fuck was that?
Sounds like air escaping from behind.
It was a brutal surprise attack.
Where did that buzzer come from?
Check out my butt.
It was not a pretty sight.
That's why he never saw the large hole in
my butt.
Look inside.
It was like a descent into another world.
A long, winding tunnel.
I'll get inside somehow.
And we went in.
They probe your
anus.
With air hoses to breathe through.
Which we managed with the aid of long ropes.
And so often, what you find is so outrageous.
It's just some shit.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing.
When we had struggled breathlessly to the top, I saw above us, shimmering in the rosy twilight,
Johnny Mathis.
Dressed as Hitler in crotchless panties.
Holding a tennis racket.
And all he kept saying to me was,
"You can't hear with your knee."
Well, I think that might well be true.
It's absolutely not true.
I've been wrong, so I shall leave.
Wondering if there could be any escape.
Only a small portion managed to escape alive.
There was also
a damsel in distress, chased by a killer wielding a letter opener.
However, there is a more immediate threat.
Urine gets absorbed deep into
your hair, your clothes.
Soon you'll whiz the whole way through.
And for me, that was like a total dream coming true.
Look at all that gold.
Drink a glass every day.
Light, golden, delicious flavor that makes everything taste its Sunday best.
He's got a sprained ankle. He slipped in the shower yesterday.
After yesterday, how come I'm not strapped to my bed?
A dramatic answer to this question came from
Johnny Mathis.
After Great Britain had experienced
a big green slimy thing with very large teeth
named Joseph Smith,
I recently asked him,
"Would you like some french fries
and a candy lipstick?
Do you have a plunger here?"
"No, we don't. How about a chocolate shake?"
"Full of mud."
"Oh, what the hell? I guess so."
"Here you are, sir, and come back soon.
Or else you're gonna die."
From the terrific force of this horrible impact.
You are justified in using deadly force.
Here at the Huntington Day School in Riverdale, New York.
So that children in every town and city could see
his freckled penis.
I have a very special favor to ask of you.
Would you touch my penis?
It almost looks as though it were made of gingerbread.
Have you ever seen a sliced banana before?
The children petted him.
All right, lock him up.
But instead spent all of your spare time
just trying to blow off a baby's nipple?
With shotgun shells.
All right, lock him up.
I have slept with many children.
All right, lock him up.
He spent time in jail
where he performed secret ceremonies.
What did he say to Moses?
I'll tell you what he said.
It's very hard to describe. It's something that is sexual.
This made the scribes and chief priests very angry.
Motherfuckers mad cause I blew
Johnny Mathis.
Not them.
Instead, he made him
get on your knees
to examine
my testicles.
Both of these are sick.
And in both of them
is a kind of Russian soup.
You can actually see it
by pressing
the backside of the scrotum
down on a piece of aluminum foil placed on a carpet or folded towel.
Wow. This is really educational.
That's why it's really important.
And that's how the three little pigs lived happily ever after in the red brick house.
Huh?
And now here's
Jelly Winters.
All dressed up in baby clothes.
With a gun in hand.
We have to do what she wants, or we won't get into the sorority.
She wanted me to pee in her face. But what did you do? I kissed in her face.
And for me, that was like a total dream coming true.
Are you that woman? Please give me a call.
Call right now and receive
500 Life magazine subscriptions.
And a spinal fluid test. Plus, with your paid subscription, you'll receive this free gift.
A super fractionator.
Full of
infant remains.
You know what that means?
Bones and teeth.
Taken from
newborn American babies.
This means that you'll be able to have
hundreds of pieces
of babies when the time comes.
First, you melt the babies.
Now, butter it well so that the other ingredients will melt together.
Then we shall have enough to eat.
Eating the babies
is going to change the way you cook with your microwave forever.
And it's ready to eat.
I want to eat his children.
They are very delicious.
This madness must stop.
Let's all have a glass of milk.
She squeezed her breast.
And now
she's got a big glass of milk for you to drink.
Yes, cold milk. To drink at mealtime and in refrigerator raids.
Straight out
those tits and squeeze out
the pitcher filled with milk.
Oh, I refuse to speak of disgusting things because they disgust me.
What about this?
Goodbye, everybody.
I've got to go.
Gotta go now.
Just gotta get out. Just gotta get right out of here.
Bye, stranger.